This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You know, it's just once again like that age-old tale where if you want anything done correctly, you're going to have to. And I'm standing there. It's getting late. Sun's going down. It's chilly now this time of year. And, you know, I'm looking at all the different farmhands and everyone, and we're all like kind of like gazing like, who are you gonna say something? And finally I'm like,
these fucking farmhands, dude.
Well, it's frustrating. It's frustrating because I'm like, this is your area of expertise. And I am like, all right, do I have to say it? Like, okay, I'll jack off this horse. Like, we need to impregnate the other horse.
Yes.
They're not horny for each other. So, yes, someone is going
You don't even have the right gloves.
I don't know. Believe me, I asked. Did anyone bring gloves? Did anyone bring gloves? And what are they saying? I don't know.
It's more like it.
I have gloves, but they're driving gloves.
Yes.
They're leather driving gloves. Which, by the way, now they are, guess what? Stuck to my steering wheel.
Right? Langston!
Hey, bud.
Voice, this is, I'm sorry that happened to you.
How do we deal with these fucking farmhands?
What's the deal? Because, like, you know, you think it's this idyllic fantasy, right? Of like, I'm going to have a farm and it'll be
open,
so beautiful.
The fields, they're mine.
Yes. And the air is not even that good. It sucks.
Oh, it's
the air is disgusting. The air is so gross.
Every time the wind
you're
blows,
burning hay all day.
Yeah, there's hay and dust in that shit. No, I don't care for it one bit.
Hay, dust, goose droppings. No, but it's true. And it's just, it's not what I signed up for.
And here's Kevin.
Jacking off the horse was not terrible. I know you guys don't necessarily want to stay on this all day.
Physically
masturbating the horse it was not the worst experience. I honestly, it's like, you think about it, there's a skill you've acquired over a certain period of time, an ability you've gained, and really, when do you employ it in any practical, positive way?
Yeah, now you're changing the world. This isn't just for your pleasure. This is for everyone else's too.
Well, it's truly
you're talking
two
about
superior
sliding,
animals.
They sliding down to, the pole at recess, or like the jungle gym. And now, like, I see kids do that now, and it's like they have no practical application for it. And also, a lot of the play places don't even have the pole anymore. So when
or
kids
it's
get
so
in,
twisty when you that get you in can't there as slide an adult, down it, you're
exactly.
just climbing it.
Yes, and when you get in there as an adult into this actual situation, you have absolutely no idea what to do.
Well, you're that's just, like, the thing. I think it is partially it wasn't like an age gap.
And it's where public education, I think, fails us. It's this is an opportunity for them to get those poles back in schools so that more children are prepared to jack off horses when they get older.
Well, if they're only at the private schools, then only the, you know, elite are going to have these skills. And mm-hmm. so it just, it closes and closes and closes the circle of people who are going to be able to effectively jack off a horse.
Well, let's talk about that, Langston.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about it
because
we are talking school today.
You've been busy. I mean, let's, you know, you've
busy.
Bust right? down and Southside.
Yeah,
and
that's
the
right.
boys. You're in the boys.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I think that has something to do with some of the issues that we're facing at Podcast University.
Oh no.
I take
yes.
some of the blame for that myself. I've never
I'll take
been
a little
there.
Bit. I'll take a fraction of it. I'll take my share.
I don't want you guys to be blaming yourselves. I want to know what's wrong. I need to
Well,
hear more.
If it's not, you know, if it ain't us, like it's
yeah I hate to think about who else it yeah. would be on
those damn farmhands if you ask me.
Well,
don't even. Yeah, the farmhands, we'll talk about the farmhands at Podcast University because that's its own, that's honestly even its own separate farmhand issue.
We did introduce a new building for the animal husbandry mm-hmm. program.
Oh.
And that was just in reaction to just the number of animals mm-hmm. that were around on the camp. I don't even think we were going to have one until we're like, someone's got to husband these animals because they are
yes.
absolutely out of control.
We have
someone
to justify why
these
they're here.
Animals down.
Frankly, the tours were getting uncomfortable because people were saying, why are there so many animals? And we really needed an answer that sounded like it was related to the school.
Yeah, if there's like an animal section on the tour, that's fun. But
that's
if there's
great.
There's just loose animals across mm-hmm. the tour.
They're out. And it's people
the
leaving
tour
food
is
out,
the animal
I think.
Section.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were leaving out their food.
And that's an issue with like plate. We need plates, and we can cover that. But we need plates
yes,
at the school.
That's probably for me issue number one. And there are other things that other people may feel are more important. If we don't have plates, I think this school is going to completely fold.
I will say that when you think about putting a school together, plates aren't front of mind.
No one tells you.
It's not the first thing you buy.
Right.
No one tells you that's important.
And frankly, if you are buying plates first, you're doing school wrong. You know, mm-hmm. that's not, you did something.
No,
a mistake.
You need a book.
Totally.
You need a book. Yeah. You need a chairs.
The teacher.
Teacher has to be there. Teacher should be
get
there.
A teacher.
No, but if you're asking me to choose between teacher and plate, I'd say mm-hmm. teacher, but we have teacher. Now let's get plate.
Mm.
Podcast University is struggle bus right now.
Oh no! Mm,
it's struggle bus for real.
For real. Mm-hmm. Let's just like start. So we're in our first term, which I can absolutely say now we rushed into. We were not ready to have students on campus, but we're like 2 months into it now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Everyone there is clearly too young or too old.
Yeah.
To be there. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
They're not. It's like. You look at them and just like, why this that kid's way too little, or like that guy is absolutely
that kid's
way
never
too old
to be able
to be
podcast.
Yeah,
can't even reach the pedals.
Yeah, you gotta be able to see over the top of the screen mm-hmm. if you're gonna podcast,
yes.
and that's just not possible if you're too little.
And they're not getting along at all. The two old people and the two little people.
Oh,
communication.
They're yelling at each other, I imagine.
They're yelling. It is absolutely getting physical. it's bad. They're fighting each other.
Yeah. Are these fights tending to go one way or the other? Who's winning these fights, the old or the young, I guess?
It's pretty even. In my experience, what I've seen is... neither of them is really capable of taking a punch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just like whoever's first to act,
whoever lands,
is pretty much the winner,
the aggressor.
Sure.
And they're climbing. The little kids have gotten really good at climbing the adults.
Yeah.
And dropping out down from like trees and stuff.
Oh, sort of a minions approach to fighting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yes. And I think that's where they're learning.
Talk more about that, because that would actually be really helpful in terms of studying what to expect. I haven't seen this movie. I can see the art sure. on the wall behind you is yeah, kind is of inspired by... Is there a solution
presented for the minions at any point in the film?
Yeah, well, I think the minions from conception are followers. They're constantly okay. seeking a sort of greater voice, an evil voice to guide them. And, right. and they will do
anything.
They got anything.
Nothing but that on this campus, unfortunately.
And that's where the minions sort of came to mind for me. Is okay. like it sounds like there's a lot of bad boys and yeah. bad girls looking for a leader on this campus.
Yes.
And so they'll fight, they'll scrap. And they'll climb on top of things to scrap and fall off of stuff. I hear this and I worry you've got a minion growing in your midst, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a huge minion problem.
I'll see that the older contingent is not innocent in this. I don't want mm-hmm. it to sound like these kids are bad kids and they're completely unprovoked, you know, climbing onto the ceiling, sure. dropping out of the air duct.
Onto the big Wangus piece.
On the head of an old man. Yeah.
We built the big Wangus piece at the center of campus, and that has turned out to be an incredible opportunity for the minions to jump off of onto the adults.
Oh, no. Okay. Mm. It's only supporting the chaos. It's not.
Yes. The exact opposite of what it was supposed to.
No, the intention was that this would be a place to chill out, sort of a meditation center.
Yeah, you lay back, you sort of look at the air and think about mm-hmm. about the bigger world around you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, has not been the result.
But the adults, yeah.
The adults, you know, have their own problems. They're high. I mean, they're on dozens of pills. The rattling of pills that you hear as these people,
it's ear splitting.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're high and then engaging in these wars. They're not, this isn't like sober confrontation.
I don't know if they're I don't know if they know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they know where they are.
They use it to prepare and then celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all the time.
Yeah, that's constant. There's,
but they're,
I think,
swinging
that's
wild, mm-hmm. and whether their intention is to hit a little kid, I can't say that was their goal, but it's certainly what is achieved when they start just flailing. It's certain pills at certain times of day just make their limbs go wild, you know.
Mm. And are they
the inflatable arms man?
Sure. It's car dealership energy, mm-hmm. sort of flying around. Mm-hmm. I guess the question is, do they feel any guilt about the attacks?
There's a pill
children?
For that. Yeah,
yeah.
They can do that. There's a pill to make them feel guilt.
Oh boy, that's tough. That's
and we're out. They're of not, it.
I was about to say,
and we're run out of
it. They can't be taking the pills every day.
You would think that they would get sick of them, you know, but they love these things.
There.
And teacher's no help. I mean, we could have done
teacher
some
is
more.
Absolutely no help whatsoever.
We could have done some more research, maybe a more thorough interview process before we brought in teacher. We actually thought you,
yeah,
not playing the blame game. We thought you were going to handle that part.
Oh no, I thought we were pretty clear that that this was, you know, I gave you guys my blessings and obviously
that was really nice, by the way.
That was great.
You had my prayers.
I really appreciated that, and I still do. You didn't have to do that.
No.
So
God, no.
That was very meaningful for us.
In a way, it was like that. It was
just like kind of thinking about it, honestly. That was really,
and listen,
it's touching, but it also was there was a bit of a scramble afterward. We were a little panicked because I don't think either one of us actually expected to get your blessings.
That really set things in motion, and
where it was like, wow, we really have to do this now, and I don't think either one of us was prepared to really bring Podcast University to life in the way that we felt required to once your blessings had been bestowed.
Sure, that adds a scale to it that Podcast University could have been a small scale thing, but then mm-hmm. my blessing kicks in, and now all of a sudden,
yes,
it's
we're off to the races.
Yeah, you got to be dark
when the blessing hits,
right? Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan celebrate 200 episodes of Carl Calls His Cousin. Then the boys discuss their contributions to a celebrity memoir, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Langston at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG. That's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook. We forgot to tell everyone to bring underpants.
Yeah, no way.
Not something I thought that they were waiting for direction on, but it has caused...
I guess when I look back at the sort of pre... arrival documents they would send me for school and stuff, they usually did say have at least one pair of underpants.
Yeah, that's in the fine print. They're right. Mentioning the underpants for yeah. sure.
We didn't mention it, and I think that a lot of people must have thought that meant it wasn't allowed.
They said, yeah, a lot of people said that. You said you didn't want us to.
You said like, we couldn't.
We did like, not say that.
No, that is not.
But I understand where you're coming from.
It's almost opposite Airbud rules. It's
yes.
By not mentioning it, we assume it's not allowed at all.
That it was such a big problem that we couldn't even mention the underpants issue, as they call it. It has just caused more problems than I could have possibly imagined. Even when I first heard that this was how it was playing out, I was just like, okay, well, that's probably going to be fine, right?
Yeah, that's okay. Like, I don't think about, like, whether, you know, I'm sure I've encountered people in the past who didn't have any underpants.
I feel like more people than you realize are walking.
That's what I thought.
But I don't want to realize it. Like, I don't need to know.
Sure.
And so I thought, like, well, this won't, but I guess there, you know, you reach a sort of critical mass.
Yes.
When there are enough people without mm-hmm. underpants, it does just become very obvious that no one here is doing that.
Yeah, there's a moment where it feels like it would almost be a platonic shift.
Yeah.
Of oh, that's too many loose gooses.
Mm-hmm. I wish it was platonic. I wish it was platonic. It's actually become something of a carnal shift.
We also, I mean, this process has made, I've come to believe that there is actually, I agree with you, a perfect number of people in any society, any community who are not wearing underpants. I do think there is an ideal number, but that it's actually not even worth trying to achieve because going one over it is too dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and what are you worried might happen once that over
it's happens. Medical. It's like what we're mm-hmm. seeing is primarily a medical of a virus. It's not an actual virus, but mm-hmm. like the medical issues that these
but
people
it may
are dealing
as well
with,
be
yes right. exactly
mm. Yes, it's a Hayes has been calling it a pantydemic. Mm-hmm. So it's like we've dealt with the pandemic and now there's the pantydemic, which mm-hmm. is that because no one has any panties, no one will have yes. any panties, and then yes. everyone will be talking about how they don't and it's yeah. just and then that becomes this whole kind of contest for who can be the most without underwear, like it's.
And I imagine that sort of then blooms in other parts of your life. You don't mm-hmm. you don't go without your panties and remain the person you were.
No.
Fully panties.
And it well, is blooming. What these people are experiencing is a super bloom medically, but go ahead, Sean.
No, I just like, as you say, other parts of your life. I don't think we assumed that the Podcast University campus would be providing housing, but everyone does live there, which was not our intention. And so in a lot of ways, there are no other parts of their life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like they're living in the classroom. They're, you know, they're eating all over the floors, all over the
no
the
plates.
Quad
yeah.
Without plate. Plates and no one has any underwear on, and it has become a dystopian society
when you
the architects.
When you list it all out like that, this feels like something's not well. This isn't going well at all.
No.
Oh, and all the animals. I mean, they're so mean.
Yeah. Right.
You think of animals as cute, but man, these fuckers are mad about
which
something.
I also think I my personal theory is that the lack of underpants
not
has
enough
something
husbands.
To do with that as well.
Oh, but that's drawing in more animals.
Yes.
Making them aggressive. in ways that they
it's drawing them in and making them upset somehow. You would think they would just leave. If you're so upset, just leave is what I'm just constantly thinking.
Listen, but it's a food source. It's become a food source. So
the smell is a food source, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to imagine that a dog has a different experience sniffing your crotch when there's no underwear.
I wish
there
were dogs.
Yeah. Oh, it's not even dogs.
Dogs would
so
be
no.
I go to dogs you can domesticate. I mean...
I put my nightgown on. I kneel next to my bed every night. I put my hands together and I pray.
God send us a dog.
Even one of these animals to be replaced by a dog.
Lord, send us a dog instead. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, let it be the first day that a dog arrives. Perhaps they'll drive out are encountering.
Well, if I may, and I don't want to traumatize you boys or make this worse than it is, but what kind of animals are we talking about? If
they're
not
goats.
Dogs,
mm-hmm.
Oh boy,
they're goats. They're mostly.
No,
goats.
Yeah, that's simplifying it. You go ahead, his because he's done actually. He's been taking lead on this, which I really appreciate.
So I was one like the heads are goats clearly, but
yeah,
like body wise, I was like, what's going on here?
Right.
They've sort of bred with boars.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so they're
it's
very
kind of
hunched over.
Goats.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
oh
like
yeah.
Much stronger. You
know, so stout and sturdy
tusks.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
Big shouldered.
Yes.
Heavy bodied goats.
But goats, they make noises like goats. But like louder, and they are so fast.
Oh no! That's one of the appeals of regular goats is
yes.
You could catch those motherfuckers. You can.
Yes,
you really can. You know,
You mix that with a boar. Now all of a sudden,
uncatchable.
That's the case. Yeah, they fucking scoot, man. I mean, these fuckers scoot, dude. It's not fun trying to catch one of them. And a lot of times they have your stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. They've got your phone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You'd love nothing more to be able to catch them before they get over to the pond.
Oh, man.
But so, because they are, yeah, they're amphibious.
Mm hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So once they're in the pond, it's over.
Yeah,
okay, so
if they get
some
you
sort
in the
of
pond,
webbing,
it's over. Over.
They're faster in the water. They're faster in the water,
oh,
and
then
yeah, they'll take you. They'll tusk you, and they'll take you down underneath. And I there's a lot of graves at the bottom of the pond. I'll tell you what. I think
they bury their dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
at the bottom of the pond.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a water
it's really
burial.
Hard to do. Imagine
yeah, no,
how hard that is.
That's
no, it's
dedication at the very least
vicious,
by these,
yeah,
these
because,
goats.
And they're not eating. I mean, I'm not. This is going to sound strange. I don't want to say I want them to eat the students.
Mm.
But there's something noble about that.
Yeah, it feels
versus
more,
what's happening.
It feels
which is
more
murder.
In line with the circle of life if they at least would eat the kids, eat the students at Podcast University.
Well, mm-hmm. You go, yes, exactly, right? This is nature operating in a sensible way. They've identified, you know, something that can be fuel that can sustain them. Okay, but they're just murderers. They're
yeah.
Little boar goat murderers.
Gores is what we've
fucking yeah, gores. But
oh,
I think
that's
like
what people
what,
on campus
what
call
they...
them. Another thing they do, I just want to get this out of the way, because of the panty situations, they will call a common occurrence on campus. They refer to it as Bush v. Gore. I don't I don't accept that at all.
No.
That's just spreading around campus, but you don't care for that.
Not one bit, Langston.
I hope it doesn't catch on more than it has. And people are digging up the old, you know, bumper sticker.
Right. They're making memes.
Signs
yes,
and,
they are
yeah.
making memes.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once the memes catch on, it's hard to stop at that point. Mm-hmm. You're not, you can't walk.
And every
that.
Time there's a new one, someone says, I demand a recount. And then they like go up. There's like a big board that has the number of like Bush v. Gore.
Sure. And
occurrences.
Yeah.
And it's like,
they, And so they don't have computers, obviously, but they're mowing memes into the quad.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. The ones that have been able to husband the gores are mostly using them to, like, follow their orders in terms of, like, mowing memes into the quad with their mouths.
Oh, so they are domesticating some of these gores.
Not for anything that we
Nothing
would actually
positive,
like them to be doing.
Not
just shenanigans. Exactly.
Yes.
Got you.
Mm-hmm.
God, if we could get a dog within a mile of the place, I feel like we might straighten these guys out. The fucking things can feel it, man. They just know. Like,
there's like no dogs.
This is an all gore zone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's that no dogs allowed in the library vibe, and they're part of it.
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now, so Kevin has been making this pitch that initially I was like, makes no sense, very unambitious for a school, but now I'm forced to consider it. He's wearing a shirt that actually advertises it today. Can you show the message underneath the logo on your shirt? What does it say?
Tree TV. No
Under
people.
Yeah.
No people, just trees.
No people, just trees.
Mm. And so if I'm hearing your pitch correctly, Podcast University would lose its students and focus now on trees.
Yeah. We'd have to get
at
least one tree. There's not a tree even on the horizon at this place.
No.
So that'll be its own.
They mow those
challenge.
Fucking things down.
Yes,
I mean,
they mowed those
these
immediately.
They've got these huge kind of beaver teeth,
mm-hmm.
and they saw right through the trees. And mm-hmm. again, if they were using them for like a dam construction for anything practical,
right.
I go, okay, that's good. They are destroyers. They are a force of negativity, just murdering the students, you know, deforesting the surrounding area, and with no goal clear.
They don't sound
other than
cool. There's
to
nothing.
Take.
No, they suck so bad. They're absolutely
they
not
suck,
cool.
Man.
They're so corny. The way they take down these trees. It's almost like I think they have like another set of teeth in the back of their gullet or something because they take it down like a pencil sharpener, basically.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so like a pneumatic, like a pencil sharpener that would have to be discontinued. It's way too powerful.
Mm. Right. A kid's finger gets caught in that bad boy. And now you got a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
And so
it
is create, you know, once they're full, it does create this little like tree piece that is sharpened to like an extremely dangerous point. And so now they're wielding those. They have figured out how to wield.
I'll say I fucking hate these things from a purely like scientific, like just like.
Oh.
Like from the perspective of just, I don't know, being interested in nature and evolution, mm-hmm. like the number of ways they've adapted to be a problem is impressive.
Yes.
In a pretty short amount of time. The first time we saw one and it was sort of like, what's that? I don't think they could swim yet.
When we first saw them? No. Certainly not like they can't, or at least they couldn't like go underwater and
they couldn't
dive.
Fucking zoom. Yeah, yes. They couldn't dive.
Mm-hmm.
Man, because you're down there. I mean, because I still go, you know, I'm trying to find some kind of pleasure in this experience. We're out a lot of money. And so I'll go, you know, snorkel in the pond.
You'll take a dip.
Mm-hmm.
These things shoot by you, man. It's like, oh. Fucking giant bullet got fired into the pond. I mean, they go zipping through. You could hear it under there.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say it. I feel like what you guys are describing is the sin against God. It feels like a sin against nature.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry to make this, political, but it feels like God. This isn't what God wanted.
No,
please, and that's not, you know, that's never been the place of this show. Obviously, from the very beginning, I've said that religion has killed more people than every war combined.
I remember you saying
diseases,
that,
you know, that it is actually the most powerful tool of murder ever invented by man, and it was invented by man. But I am now left without recourse. No atheists on the quad at this point. Like, when you are in the kind of dire situation we're faced with here at Podcast University, you don't really get to pick and choose what you mm-hmm. believe in. If there's not something bigger than you, it's time to fucking pack it up.
Yeah, we don't need your nihilism. We need results. We need something to guide us through what we're experiencing with these.
It will not be solved by human means. That is what we know. We're praying for a dog. We're praying for a miracle.
And so, Lakes, you know, and again, I hate to come back and ask you for something else after after the whole blessing situation,
which was so generous.
Yes, but
guys, I want to go on record. You still have it. You still have that blessing.
Oh my God!
Stop! That's gonna make me cry. Stop!
Because I was actually really worried.
I was actually really concerned how everything is going. If you regretted it, you were going to rescind your blessing.
No, I listen. I first of all, I blame those gores and not you guys. I think you're fine gentlemen, and I think you'll get Podcast University back on its feet.
Okay,
it might have been where we picked. I mean, the land was really cheap. There had to be a reason.
We should have gone. We should have gone first.
Oh, you didn't see the land before
still
you purchased.
Still have.
No, we saw a map of it. And
we have drones now kind of like flying in and around the situation. But the gores are jumping. They're like basically as well as they dive at this point. So we can barely get one of those close enough to see what's going on.
Because
down
they're jumping up and goring the drones. They're knocking them out of the sky as they look over the land.
Mm-hmm. No, they're taking them down into that gullet. And so that's part of the reason I think that I'm speculating about the teeth situation there, because we can't see what's happening to the drones once they get sort of inhaled, but we can hear something.
We haven't been able to perform an autopsy on one of these things. They just turn to dust the second you touch them with a scalpel or whatever. Yeah.
Again, that's not natural. That's
no.
That feels
God
like we're
doesn't like that at all.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
So that this is Langston, part of why we wanted to talk to you is because you were teacher at one point.
Yeah, right. That's true.
So teacher, how would you deal with something like this?
Well, you got to mediate with these gores. Sounds like it doesn't sound like murder is going to work. That they're turning to dust and escaping your grasp.
Murder's their game, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, why are we playing their?
You're meeting them on their terms when you engage in like a murder contest with something that is designed only for that.
Yeah, with an amphibious husk monster, you gotta. You got to play a different game besides murder.
Yes. So mediation.
I think
so. Mediation.
Yeah, I think you want to sit down. I think you want the best of the gore sitting across the table from the best of maybe teacher.
There are some.
Maybe
there are some that I'm like, okay, this. There are like some that are like in my head.
They're kind of vibey, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
and
one
the kind
with
of thing where
really
they,
long hair.
Yes. Yes. That one has kind of this look sometimes. It's like, yeah, I'm these guys, sorry about these guys, you know what I mean?
Sure.
We were just like, okay, so we're like, you I can actually deal with.
Yeah, there's something human in that gore,
but there's a little eye roll sometimes of like these knuckleheads.
Yeah,
huh?
I know, like I get it.
Yeah, let them punch themselves out, you know, like
right. Yes.
And you feel you're not worried that gore is too deeply rooted in the gore community.
I'm extraordinarily worried about that is actually one that they have again evolutionarily developed to draw me in.
The most wicked, the most dangerous of them all. Because I have had these moments where I'm like, should I just go over and kind of set up next to this gore. And
right. Yes. You think you want to have a beer with the gore, but the
feeling
gore's...
like it's mm-hmm. something of a gore honey trap, possibly.
Oh boy.
Where it's so enticing, this idea that one of the gores would like me, which is kind of all I've been wanting this whole time.
Yes. Yes.
Right. And you don't think you know it or feel that way until one of them does seem to like you. And now suddenly you're like, God damn, I think I've always wanted a gore to like me.
Yes. Yeah, some kind of pheromone effect.
Those butterflies. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That works via like a video feed from a high like altitude. Like I don't, again, this is all, and I can almost feel them developing, like it's getting more intense. And so that, so from the mediation, I do think it's a really interesting idea, but
you're not hopeful.
Well, I mean, I'm scared.
Yeah,
normally
sure.
It would be each side would say, like, you know, here's what I want as the result from this. But unfortunately, right. I know what they want.
It's blood.
More death.
It sounds like blood is the...
They actually weirdly blood. Don't like blood.
Yeah.
Oh. So they're...
They somehow eat around the blood. Again, I don't know how they're able to do that. But so
they're more of a brute force kill... Like a
they would rather it's sort of pulpify you.
Yeah,
I guess.
But it's precision. It's not brute force at all. It's just manages to, like, you know, we've all got kid. Actually, I don't even want to mention our kids as we're talking about these animals.
Sure. Yeah, you don't want the animals to know about our, I don't want them to our know children. About that. Yeah, that.
But you know how some
no, that's going, like, to become a negotiating
kids eat and you're just, like,
them.
You know, they pick around stuff and they just leave stuff behind, but they do this. It's like you can't even see it.
Right.
It's so fast.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Okay. So mediation, I understand that.
No, it's a great idea. It's a great idea. And you not really having kind of boots on the ground here and being able to experience what's happening, I see why that would be your first instinct. It's what? Absolutely the worst fucking idea for how to engage.
Okay, here's a thought, and I'm open to you guys. Maybe I'm wrong here, but what if we educate the gores? What if we were to?
They're smarter than we are. I mean, they are smarter than we are, right?
They are. They are definitely smarter than we are.
Oh no!
But even just like what's the day on like a campus? I guess we should have had this too. Where
I know.
Where like you go, the new student go, and like they can look at the school.
Orientation. Sure.
Like the orientation.
Yeah, thing, like right? an orientation day.
Yeah.
And we just like just at least make the pitch on enrolling the boars. I think we can still set up, whether it's like a blimp that we can run messages on or something at a high enough altitude that they won't just rip right through it. But just something.
Because I think, you know, the beauty of Podcast University is we're offering a non-traditional education. So sure, these gores are smarter, more capable than our students, but there are things our students don't know and teacher knows that the gores don't.
Well, there are things, you know, there are cultural differences. One thing that I've been discouraged by is that they hate art.
Oh no.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any sort of creative expression, music, beauty, literature, these things are anathema.
Yeah.
To the gore.
Yeah, they're okay.
So they like memes. They are making their own memes.
That's
but
true.
Nothing
that's true.
That could be classified as artful at all. It's are actually like a very destructive attack on on creativity.
Are they?
Yeah. You don't want to see yourself in one of the memes that they do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they sound smart, so I'm sure they're pretty clever memes.
Yeah.
I guess the question is...
What's the question?
Go ahead.
Calling the memes... art? Are they telling you that this is their art? Like what are they? Are they just anti art as a concept, or are they just anti?
The memes are ultimately just sort of a terminal list.
Mm-hmm.
If you're familiar with the concept of a terminal list,
are you familiar with this?
I'm not.
Do you know about the terminal list?
No, okay. I don't know the terminal.
Would be
list.
Good. So just like again, then we want to talk about the gores and stuff, but just like for you. Being it part of the family at Amazon.
At Amazon, yes.
I think it would be really nice if you just watch
the terminal
list.
A little bit about Commander Reese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get,
You can pull it up. Yeah.
Familiar.
Yeah. Like, if you want to pull it up now and like
Do you want to watch the pilot of the terminal list while we watch you?
Okay. Yeah. I think it'd be easier if maybe I watch this privately, but no.
You might react to it. And
we got 7 or 8 minutes left of the show.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm cautious.
You don't want to watch The Terminal List.
You don't want to watch The Terminal List? I'm cautious to watch The Terminal List.
Nobody's going to make you. No. I mean, okay. It's working out fine so far. But The Terminal List is a list of people for whom being on the list is terminal. Mm-hmm. And so when I have been able to identify a particular student, teacher, loved one in one of the memes that the Gores has made, that person has disappeared.
Oh, they're
you know,
not
within 48 hours.
Oh, it's very quick.
It's really fast. It's really fast.
And are the Gores when they make these memes, are they? There's no computers on campus, so they just posting their memes around.
It's in the quad.
They're mowing it into the quad.
They're mowing them into the quad.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes garnishing it somewhat with like some of the tree shavings that they've collected. But there's an expression of joy from them. There is this sort of like sharp barking laugh they make when they've completed a meme.
Joy. It is a laugh. It's joyless.
Yeah, I guess it's not.
It's just cruel.
Sort of a reflex.
It's really cruel.
Yeah,
you made
me
think differently about my own laughter. Really,
You're not hearing the laugh and wanting to join in.
Absolutely not. It's not. It's not for you. You know.
Yeah.
Right.
But they generally will identify a truth about the person that they didn't see in themselves.
Right.
Which is unfortunate to die having learned that the Gores know you better than you know yourself.
Oh, no. And this is what this truth is. Is it universally accepted, or is it just a Gore opinion of
it? Is once they're
pretty fucking accurate so far. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'd hate to disagree with one of the Gores memes. Feel like I'd be on the outside looking in.
That's how you end up on a terminal list, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the no people, just Gores concept, it's incorporating a little of some of what Kevin is bringing. And it's very consistent with like how Kevin, like Kevin's pitch is always like, it's not so it's good, but not for the reason you think it is.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the reason that you are that you think it's good is not good at all. But
yes,
I can turn this into like I can see something in this. It's not what you
are
thinking.
Helping as much as it feels like you're hurting because you hear what he says at first. You see the Tree TV shirt and you go, this fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think? You know. Kevin? Yeah. For sure.
But give it a second.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we always say about Kevin is, no, he doesn't have the pitch, but he's got the pitch that gets you to the pitch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't come from him, but it comes from him.
hey, he's stirring the pot. It's not a finished meal, but he's stirring that pot.
And that I think it's fine for the gorge if there are no people. They don't use the people for nutrients. It has nothing to do with sustaining themselves.
Oh,
what they do. No. So that won't be an issue at all. Like in terms of their survivability.
All of their vitamins from soil.
Yeah.
You'll just see them downing soil.
Up the hoof. Comes up the hoof so they don't even have to bend down.
Oh, it's
they suck it up the
they
hoof.
They suck it through the hoof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, these are haunting animals.
I gotta say, it's really made me question everything.
Yeah, sure.
I guess that's the point of a university, right? Like a university education is meant to bring up some of these philosophical challenges to expand, your mind and have you looking at the world in different ways. I've always assumed that would be a more positive experience. But you know, the idea of like, does a soul exist? Like these kind of things that I've been wrestling with.
Right.
Lately.
Is there pure evil on this earth? Sure. Yeah. These are the big questions that come from a gore.
Yeah.
Well, if it helps, I've addressed some of the complaints in the 21st Century Student Center.
Why is it called that? Why are you calling it that?
Well, the first day when people came, they said it was very old looking and boring. And so I'm trying to like revamp it, make it look new and
just
fresh.
A new brand. Oh, okay.
That's actually good.
And nothing says brand new like 21st century.
Yes, yeah. That's right. That's very new.
Very now.
Mm-hmm. I've been told the microphone is way too loud on karaoke Thursdays, so I turned up the music to even it out.
Okay. Does that have any effect on, like, turnout has been really bad just because of like the gore issue.
Well, the music summons them. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Oh.
You listen to music.
Turnout hasn't changed, but satisfaction has gone up for the people who are there.
So the survivors are more pleased with the experience.
The comment cards are coming in a little more.
Yeah, because none of us have been, but Kevin has been going a lot. And they don't seem to want anything to do with
him. They won't fucking touch him, man.
Okay, Kevin,
they just smell him.
They just do not. They do not fuck with Kevin at all.
How are you, Kevin? How are you feeling about the gores? Are you anti gore? Where are you in this?
Well, I think once you get to know him a little, we actually have a lot in common.
But he says they do not want to get to know him.
No. Right. They're not bonding with Kevin.
No, they have no interest at all.
No, he's invisible to them.
Yes.
I think when you strip down all the bullshit, we actually have a lot in common.
They don't want to talk to you.
Also, speaking of low attendance, I've renamed Intro to Psychology to Mindfuck 101.
We let Langston talk about it. We've been just on our shit. I'm so sorry.
I feel like we really dumped so much on you today.
You have
we
my have mama really told me
invite you in. Yeah, you have all these great.
Yeah, my mama told me I'm still running the podcast and thankfully there are no gores so far. But
that's awesome.
Fingers
dude.
Crossed that we can keep it that way.
That kicks ass. I'm that's so good. Happy yeah, for you, dude.
We're all here.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I had not heard about this this cursed creature until today.
We haven't been able to get much communication out about it.
And I do think if you could really figure out a way to let the world know that this is happening, maybe you could put a stop to whatever this is.
Okay, but you won't talk about it on your podcast.
Yeah, the memes have said please don't.
Yeah. So you're like, you get the word out about this, but like,
unfortunately,
you have a podcast.
It's a black podcast. It just, it doesn't chat well with what I presume are white gores. It feels wrong.
The fact that the gores are white does. I don't know. I don't see why it can't be talked about on the show. Yes. Yes, they're white.
Relevant. Yeah, great. They're white. They're extremely white. Yes.
But it's fine. We'll figure something out.
I
Great. That would be great. But if it doesn't work, that's stop, fine. So. We'll figure something out. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do Bye. Something else.
Recording stopped.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.